Hey, you up yet? You're hanging out in Johnny's house.
XL 106.7.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is 6:02, Orlando's number one hit music station. It's XL 106.7. You are listening to Johnny's house. Tuesday morning, weather just like yesterday. It's going to be really nice. Partly cloudy, high today of 83. Right now, 73.
Now, the Johnny's House Entertainment News with Ray.
All right, so if you've been waiting for some Marvel or Disney flicks, a lot of them have been delayed. So, Doctor Strange, Thor, and Black Panther movies, plus the fifth Indiana Jones movie. They have all been postponed a whole year. Obviously, with everything that's going on with the pandemic and people still getting sick, well, now Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness was supposed to come out next March. It's now dropping in May. Thor was supposed to be in May. Now it's July. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, is being moved from midsummer to November 11th. So,
wow.
Indiana Jones pushed back a full year, July 2020 to June 2023.
I wonder why people are going back to the movie theater.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's that. I think it's just still the pandemic and people trying to work in big groups not get sick, and maybe the vaccine has a little thing to do with it. So I don't know.
I mean, if Halloween, what is it, Kills?
Which one? Halloween Kills, yeah.
If it can make $50 million.
Yeah, I don't think they're worried about the box office. It's just other things like to actually make it and make it come out.
Okay.
There's going to be a John Wick prequel series on Stars. So Stars is making a limited John Wick prequel series called The Continental, which is the name of the hotel.
Yeah.
And it's going to take place 40 years before the John Wick series in 1975. It's going to focus on a young version of Winston Scott, which was Ian McShane's character. So Stars is making a 3-part limited series. Mel Gibson is the first actor to be announced. So he's going to be a part of it. Sad news is that Keanu Reeves is not going to be a part of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, three-part is a lot, I feel like.
If it's about the hotel, which is cool, the hotel has a rule that, you know, you can't do anything. You can't kill. You can't shoot. You can't.
Yeah.
All you can do is have a good time in there.
So that's what they're saying, is that the Continental, the 3-part series, is going to take place where the international assassins can gather. And killing is off limits.
Oh, yeah. Like, two guys I'm not telling you about John Wick. They had a serious fight when they almost killed each other. They got to the hotel bar, and they knew they couldn't. Like, you know, I'm gonna kill you, right? Not in here.
Imagine that. You kill for a living, but you want to kill somebody, but you can't really kill them, right?
Yeah. Not in that hotel, no.
Yeah, so, and then the OG Wonder Woman, Linda Carter, she's going to return to the next Wonder Woman movie.
Okay.
She's turning 70 this summer, and she's going to actually return the last one, Wonder Woman 1984. She was in the post credits.
Yeah.
So this one, I don't know exactly what her role is going to be, but she was like, listen, who would have thought in my life, at this time in my life, that this gift would just present itself to her? And it's just so cool. She played Wonder Woman for 3 seasons, 1976 to 1979.
Yeah.
On ABC. It
made
the first
name.
One.
That's how she made her name in Hollywood.
Yeah. And, I mean, she was hot.
Oh, yeah. Back then? She was beautiful,
man. So it's cool that they keep, asking her to come back to do, little things here and there. I don't know what her role is going to be in this time.
As a young jit watching that show, I'm like, I wonder where that island is. I'd love to live on that island.
Right.
And now you get a little older. Ain't no, I swim to that island and swim off.
I don't want to stay there.
I don't want to stay.
Yeah.
I don't want to stay. I'll swim, come back over.
Is it all inclusive? I need a wristband or something?
Let's get it started, y'all. Tuesday morning, 6:05 is Johnny's house. 6:09, Orlando's number one hit music station. It's Johnny's house, partly cloudy with a high of 83 to 73. And they're not looking at rain until next week. They say we're in some type of some Nina.
I don't ever buy any of that stuff.
I mean, either.
I live here my entire life, and they just started making some terms a couple years ago.
Say Nina.
Y'all just making stuff up.
And then they changed the name of the Nina. This one I haven't heard, but it says it's going to be dry until April. That's what they say. So, Ray, I guess there's a lot of
dry until April.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, you could get some rain, but
it won't be like before. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I was like, hold on. Wait, what? I know,
you're like, yeah.
Don't believe it. Don't believe none of it.
Yeah.
As soon as it rains, I'm going to tweet all the meteorologists.
They're saying only 20% this week. The funny thing is, this is Florida, so you can get that occasional rain just come from nowhere.
Yeah.
You can be sitting at home and all of a sudden it start raining and then it goes away. But that kind of soaking rain that they would have. Gonna be pretty mad. So, Ray, they've been having some Brian Laundrie lookalike sightings across the country.
Brian Laundrie has been spotted There was like another trail cam. Some dude had it, and he's got like hundreds of acres in his yard, like his backyard. And so he saw somebody on a bike. Looks like Brian Laundrie. He's got a hat on. His beard is a little bit bigger. He's got a huge backpack on. Wow. So that was the latest one that I saw this morning. But
they were going to hotels finding lookalikes.
Yeah. Well, yesterday there was some dude that was by the Appalachian Trail where they think that he could have been. Some dude that looks like him. They ambushed him, like busted open the hotel with guns blazing.
Wow.
And he was like, I know I look like him, but I'm not.
I am not. Prove it.
There's a guy on TikTok now that looks like Brian Laundrie, and his username, he changed it to Not Brian Laundrie.
Did he really?
Yeah.
That's the craziness, is that this man, I mean, I guess it's like he's researched his whole life to do this horrible thing.
I don't know.
And he was like, he's prepared. Because a lot of people, like, you know, I watch those movies like Man vs. Wild and all that stuff where you go out in the wilderness, and after a while you're like, well, I thought I could do this, but I can't do this because... Yeah. Now, for me to survive, I got to eat that caterpillar. I ain't down with that. But
no, he did it for months before he went on that trip.
Did
with
he really?
Gabby. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
How long you think you can live out in the wild, B?
I mean, years, really.
Really? You think?
Yeah. I mean, it gets to a point. I mean, if you're a hunter. I mean,
no. I mean you.
Oh, me personally?
Yeah,
I thought you said you.
No,
damn, Brian.
No, I'm talking about you.
I thought you meant you as a, you know, as a euphemism, anybody.
Oh, yeah.
No, me personally, like that kind of wild, like a couple days max. And I don't even know that. Not only if I'm forced.
Because
then after a couple days, I think I lose the will to live. And I'm like, all right, well, this is God's plan.
I think the first time I had to kill a bunny, I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I'm out. They have this show on, I think it's Netflix, where they take you out in the wild and you survive, but when you're ready to tap out, you got this walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I'm done. And then this helicopter. It's funny. This helicopter and this crew come and get you.
Yeah.
But if you win, if you stay the longest, you get $1 million.
Oh, dang.
And this one guy, he was there 2 days, twisted his ankle. And he's sitting there going, I was going to do this for my family. I was going to make all this money. Come get me.
Because it's like Naked and Afraid.
I watch
Naked and Afraid, and I think to myself, they got like, you know, 26 days or whatever, but they're in super extreme.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. If you put me in that, I probably last a few hours.
Yeah. Lori, how long you think you last?
I think, honestly.
You could... by yourself. Just you and your thoughts.
Oh, God.
I would love that part.
I would think maybe a week.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going 3 days myself.
I would say a week.
3 days. Tops. That's not thinking about my comforts. Chloe, how about you?
I wouldn't last very long.
15 minutes.
I'd be like, wow, I gotta go.
The helicopter left. Yeah. Come get me. We just left.
See, if I had like some books with me.
I'm sure he took some books.
That's what I'm saying. Do I get to pack some stuff? Because if I get to pack some stuff like he did, I mean, we're assuming.
Yeah.
If I get to pack some stuff, I could probably manage a week or so.
Oh, yeah.
If I get to pack some things.
Yeah, if I pack some things, I'm thinking a week.
Right. If you just dropped me off and I didn't know I was getting dropped off.
A couple bags of trail mix and pretzels.
Yeah.
I'm saying snacks. I'm saying 5 days.
Some jerky.
But then you can never relax.
Some sleeping pills so you'll pass out.
So this man's on the run. So he can't relax.
Oh, no.
You know, you hit a big who's that?
Yeah.
Damn. But hopefully they catch him soon, man.
I hope they catch him soon.
I'm telling you.
How long has it been since he's been missing?
About a month and a half?
Beginning Jesus. Of, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
September 11th is when
And
you think he's alive?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, they had this elaborate behind-the-scenes plan that nobody knows.
So somebody tweeted this morning, too, that I saw. Oh, sorry, we're really late.
No, it's okay. No.
That his email address has been active in the past couple of days. Yeah, so some people are saying that like there was another criminal that was communicating through their draft emails, but like obviously the FBI is probably his email and would know that.
But. Yeah, yeah, but they're looking at they're finding lookalikes. Yeah. They want to let you know we still own this thing, man. All right, let's get it started. First call of the day, call us up. Be the first one we talk to today. 407-919-1067, 877-919-1067. We want to talk to you, but you got to call us because it's early. First call of the day, we'll do it next on Johnny's House. Okay. 6:23 on Johnny's House, partly cloudy with a high of 83. It is 73 now. Right now it's time to call for the first call of the day. 407-919-1067, 877-919-1067. Yesterday I had this plan set up. I had my gym bag in the bag. I'm like, I'm going to make that left. As soon as I left the building, I got a call from the kid at school. He got sick again, so I had to pick him up, make a doctor's appointment for today. which I had to cancel because he got sick last night. And they had to take him to the hospital. Hung out with him all day, made homemade soup. He was good, and then he got sick again. So I'll be dealing with that today. Ray, how was yours?
It was good. I went home and took a nice little nap.
Look at you napping.
Yes, I did nothing with my closet like I was supposed to, so my stuff is still all over the floor.
Yeah.
And then I went for a nice little run/walk. It was so nice out, so I was like, okay, I gotta do this. Then we went to Costco. The kids love going to Costco.
They didn't get the samples? Funnest.
No, there was no samples.
No samples?
There was no samples.
During the week, they may not do it as much. On the weekends, they sample.
Which, by the way, there was no toilet paper. Absolutely none. Absolutely none.
That's kind of scary. I renewed mine. And so I got to go back to the Costco.
I looked at Missy and I'm like, this is kind of scary. And she's like, yeah, this is weird.
Mm-hmm.
There was only like the restaurant rolls that were left.
The big heavy.
Yeah.
Like a tire.
Hey, do what you got to do.
I never believed in the shortages until yesterday.
Yep.
I just don't get it. Like, I don't understand that. But I never understood the toilet paper anyway.
But here's the thing. It's all supply line. The stuff is made.
Okay, if we're not producing toilet paper.
No, they have it. They just can't get it here.
They can't deliver it. Okay.
Yeah, can't get it.
Yeah, but like that's not new. Like this didn't just happen.
Yeah.
That's why I don't buy any of that stuff.
Well, his thing is like once the pandemic hit, for whatever reason, I don't know why. Oh, I know. They said in Australia they had a shortage and they heard it over here. So people just bought it. So it was never a shortage, but people hoarded it. They just got cabinets.
Well, early on, I think people thought they were going to get sick, like, you know, they need a lot of TP sick
from
COVID. They didn't know what to expect from COVID.
Yeah.
But then it turns out, you don't get that kind of sick.
Mm-hmm. B, how was yours, man?
It was all right. I did some work around here and then went home, helped the kid with some homework in the afternoon time. And that's pretty much it. I did crash out for a little bit, which was nice.
Nice.
So that was cool. And then it was nice outside last night. So I just kind of walked around outside, hung out outside. The dog goes out like every 2 seconds now. So
really?
But I don't mind because it's nice out. So I'm cool. I'll go sit outside with the dog, whatever. Watch a little football and then fell asleep.
I got some plants that need to be watering. It reminded me back in North Carolina when you have sprinklers. You had to go out there with the hose.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just watering up. How y'all doing? Chloe, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. You know anything yesterday?
No, just a bunch of errands. I started going back to the gym, so that was fun.
Are you competing or just going back?
I'm just going back. I don't know if I want to
get back into that.
Shred. It's like, every time I think about it, I like cringe a little bit.
Well, the eating season is basically here,
Yeah. I don't know if you were here, Ray. Chloe went to the gym once, went to the door. Got to the door.
No, I didn't go to the door.
Where'd you
go? I was in the parking lot.
Whatever.
And you didn't get out?
Didn't get out.
Chloe.
I've done that a few times. So I'm just like,
it's
I can't.
Right there.
I know. If I can get in the parking lot, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
It's just so close to my house that I don't care like that much, you know. So
getting
it's not like I went.
Battle.
I know.
Yeah,
just getting through the door.
If I get up off the couch, I'll go.
Yeah. If you're off the couch, that's the part. You made that first step.
Girl, I don't know. Sometimes it's hard.
I got you.
You can't do it all the time.
I got you. XL, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. What are you up to right now?
I'm just getting up, and today is my 50th birthday.
Oh, it's your birthday. It's your birthday. Happy and just birthday. Think, you are on with us for your 50th birthday. You got any big plans today?
I'm going to work. That's about it. I had my party this weekend and had a lot of friends and family over, so it was a good way to start.
Now, what
birthday week?
So you're going into work? You're not working from home?
No, I'm going into work.
So do they still do the birthday thing where they, you know, have out cake and stuff? They still do that?
Yeah.
Oh, so you think you'll get one or you don't know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, cute. Okay.
That's nice.
Okay. What's your favorite cake?
Chocolate.
Oh,
mine too.
Yeah, it's basic. Well, listen, happy birthday to you, and it's a pleasure you being the first person we talked to today.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Wow, and you enjoy that birthday of yours, okay?
I will, definitely. All right. You all have a great day.
You too. Happy birthday to you.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Listen, we come back. We want to talk to you and want to find out about, you know, the decor of your bedroom when you were a teen, and we'll talk to some teens and find out their decor now and see how different it is. We'll explain all that when we get back right here on Johnny's House.
Not really into talking. We text 41067. Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check? Just Google Dan Newlin.
This traffic center is brought to you by the one and only attorney Dan Newlin.
XL Traffic.
This report is sponsored by Wawa. Fuel up.
So slow westbound.
Orlando's number one hit music station is XL 106.7, 637. It is Johnny's House. Partly cloudy today with the high of 83. It's 73 now. We were talking about Bruno Mars and in Vegas, and now he's got to put some more shows on.
Yeah, he added four more. They go on sale this Friday.
So a lot of expensive.
If you're going, oh yeah, cheap seats is $100 plus fees.
Man. But he does put on a great show.
Yeah.
He does put on a great show. So Brian, this was going around on social media yesterday.
Yeah, it was people asking, what did your teenage bedroom look like?
All right. And what did yours look like?
Mine was a mess most of the time.
Okay.
But I remember I went through different phases when I was like, you know, into like The Rock. It had like the Motley Crue posters and stuff like that. But then I went into, I wanted to be a DJ, so it had like some hip hop stuff around it. But then the one that stood out the most, my mom was a teacher. And so the art teacher at the school she taught at had these rolls of neon fur in her closet that she was throwing out. She had to get rid of
lime green.
There was green, there was yellow, there was pink, there was red. And so I asked for it and she gave it to me and I got a staple gun and I lined all the walls in my bedroom with neon fur.
That's kind of cool.
Do you know how fire hazardous that was?
Oh, I'm certain. Oh yeah, I'm certain. But I did that and then they got a black light. So I'm like, woo. Oh. I thought it was cool. My door was even fur. I had a fur door.
What do you think you are, Austin Powers?
I don't know.
They had that much fur left over?
They had rolls of it, and they were cleaning. This is back, you know, when supplies were aplenty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so she was cleaning it out. She's like, I'm going to throw this stuff away. I'm like, no, yeah. I want it.
Wow.
My mom let me do it. I staple gunned neon fur all over my bedroom walls.
See, I had, I shared rooms with my two brothers, and I was the youngest, so I was the last to get the room to myself.
Yeah.
So our room was just pretty basic. We had bunk beds that I slept in the lower bunk. My brother slept on the higher bunk and a bed and a TV. We had some pictures, but I can't recall any fancy decorations in the room. It was just like, it was more like a living space. Because if I put something up, I was a younger, they'd pull it down.
Yeah.
You know, I had in the pegging order, I had no rights.
Right. So I just had one brother. So we each had a room.
Ray, how was yours? You shared with your sister or you had your own?
Yeah. So growing up, my sister and I, we wanted to share a room because we were
really?
So close. Yeah. So we had bunk beds. We had like the glow in the dark stars that you would stick on your ceiling.
Ooh,
we
had
the door beads and like beanbag chairs. Like we had the pimped out like girls room and I loved it so much. But like as a teenager, when we did start separating and going our different ways.
Yeah.
I don't really remember what mine looked like as a teenager. I know I had like gold, silky looking sheets and like a fuzzy pillow and like I had a window seat and
really?
Yeah.
Man, I love door beads until you know you can't replace them and you got a bead, three beads missing.
Yeah, yeah.
I loved them
until I wanted to slam my door, but every time you slammed it, the wind would like catch it and then like the effect of slamming the door wouldn't work.
Oh, and there was no sneaking in and sneaking out either. With the door beads.
Yeah, we did.
We
went out the window.
Oh.
Yeah.
We went out the window. Even if our room was on the second story, we would jump from the roof.
And go do what, Ray?
Explore. Yeah. Live life.
I snuck out once and I literally was like, man, this is boring.
Wow.
Like, this is lame. I'm going back home.
My older sister snuck out once and they waited all night with that window cracked open, waiting for her to come back through. And when she came back through, all hell broke loose. Okay. Note to myself, don't sneak out.
Oh my God.
I did it once, and like literally 5 minutes in, I'm like, now what? Like, and this is stupid.
It's like breaking out of prison. You
gotta plan it with your friends.
I'm like,
tell them to meet you outside.
Inside my house is way better than this.
So did you go back in?
Yeah.
Chloe, what did your teenage bedroom look like? You got any brothers and sisters?
I have three brothers.
Okay.
But I never, we had to share a room. I had to share a room with two of them like a long, long time ago. But
how old were you when you stopped sharing a room with your brothers?
Well, that was because my mom had moved for a job. So we were at my dad's, but my dad's only had a two bedroom apartment. So like it was three of us.
Dad, like, y'all ain't sleeping here with me.
It was me and my two younger brothers for like 2 years.
They're like, y'all can stay here, but not in my room.
That was like elementary school, like whatever. But, no, there was one time I went to a music festival and I had like this whole thing where, I don't know, my room was just dirty and messy. It was just messy and the theme, there was no theme. I just, whatever was cool, I was like, yeah. I went to a music festival, and I come back, and my mom redid my entire room. Like, it looked like a magazine. It had, like, cool vinyl. It had, like,
she put pillows.
She waited until you left?
Yeah, because I think we would argue, because I was like, no, don't touch. I like it. Like,
messy.
Don't do nothing.
So once you changed it, you were cool with it?
I was like, what the hell? Like, I came home, and I was, like, mad, but I didn't. She did a good job, so I was like, thanks.
Well, then you got to keep it nice. That's
yeah.
The problem.
How old were you when she did that?
I don't know. It's probably like 18, 19.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was older.
Because okay. If I was younger, my mom was like, I changed the rules. You ain't buying nothing here. Right. That's my room.
No, I was a little bit older.
Now keep my room clean.
Yeah, you're lucky you can get back in.
Yeah, no joke. 407-919-1067, 877-919-1067, XL Mobile 41067. You can talk about it on social media. I want to find out, what was your teenage, bedroom look like? And if you're a teenager right now, call in. I'm just kind of curious to see if things have changed through the years. What did it look like if you're older? If you're a teenager now, you call us too. We want to find out what exactly does it look like. 407-919-1067, 877-919-1067. We'll talk about your bedrooms next on Johnny's House.
It's Johnny Magic.
Making us feel better about our problems
by listening to yours.
More of Johnny's House next.
This traffic center is brought to you by the one and only attorney, Dan Newland.
XL Traffic.
This report is sponsored by Wawa. Fuel up. Fuel up in the Wawa app and get 15 cents off per gallon. Just use the Wawa app to pay for your fuel and save through the month of October. So tap the app, fuel up, and get savings in a snap. Gotta have a Wawa.
Tantalizing tastes and tunes are back at Waterford Lakes Town Center. XL1067 presents the 21st Annual Taste of Orlando from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Local restaurants handing out samples, great vendors, and fun activities. Specialty zones including the Bo Wiggins Craft Beer Garden, Man Cave, She Shed, and Maker's Market. For more info and to purchase tickets, visit waterfordlakestowncenter.com/events. Taste of Orlando, presented by Don Mealy Sports Subaru, Driveway Maintenance, and Farron Services.
Spectrum Business knows small businesses are always looking to cut expenses. That's why we offer the best value on fast internet.
For you, I guess you moved on really easily. 6:52 Tuesday morning is Johnny's House. Partly cloudy with the high today should reach about 83. Right now, it is 73 right now. I was trending yesterday, people were talking about their childhood or their teenage bedrooms. Okay, how crazy was it? We just wanted to hear about yours. Sierra, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Sierra, tell us about your bedroom.
So we decided one day that we were going to paint it pink, and I liked pink and black. So painted the whole room bright pink and used sponges and our hands to graffiti the walls. And we also had a black and white checkerboard floor.
That's cool.
Where did you live?
The middle of Tennessee.
Middle of Tennessee.
Middle of nowhere.
And did you ask your parents or you just did it on your own?
Oh, yeah. I asked my parents. And they're like, sure.
And how many people lived in your stayed in your room?
Me.
Just you. And so your parents helped you?
No, one of my cousins came over and helped me.
And how long did you keep it that way?
Oh, gosh. 7-8 years.
Dang. Oh, wow.
And it also matched the waterbed and the blow-up furnace.
That's some old school stuff right there.
Yes. Waterbed. Wow. Do they still sell those?
Waterbeds? I think so.
They used to have a place called water bedroom land or something.
I wanted one so bad.
Man, come on, get my water bed.
I wanted one so bad, but like, there's literally, I don't think any redeeming qualities to a water bed. It's not good for your back.
It took a lot of work. You had to treat the water or it stunk or anything.
You could pop it real easy.
Yeah. Hey, but if you ever break it with a girl, she'll come over and stab it in a heartbeat. It's over. Splash. Man. Okay, I see you. All right, Sierra, thank you for sharing that.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Man.
My sister and I painted our walls black one time, and I thought my dad was going to murder
all
us.
All of them?
All the walls were black.
Oh, my God.
You didn't ask?
No.
It's hard to undo that.
That's why he was so mad.
Takes about three or four coats.
We were renters, too.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's the worst. In fact, when I used to work in the apartments, part of the lease was you cannot paint the walls black.
Was it that was written
I
in
know.
There?
Yes. Because if you want to paint, that's fine. You have to return it to the normal color.
Yeah.
But black was prohibited because it was impossible.
What I mean, I was gonna ask, they sell black paint by the gallon like that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I bet when they sold it, boy, that little girl gonna get in trouble. That little girl gonna get so much trouble. Elizabeth, good morning.
Hello?
Hey Elizabeth, how are you?
I'm good.
Good, good.
I'm a teenager right now, but I guess my room is pretty anime themed, but it's also like pretty messy at the same time.
And how old are you, Elizabeth?
I'm 15.
You're 15, and your parents don't say anything about having a messy bedroom?
Oh, about that. They yell at me almost every day because I have clothes all over the place. I remember one time I was in class. It was pretty recent. And they sent me a photo of all the trash that was under my bed.
My mom used to do that to me. She would send me pictures.
It was pretty funny because everyone saw it, like, on my phone. But at the same time, oof, was I scared to go home.
So why do you just put trash under the bed?
Oh, because I don't want to clean it.
I get with my son all the time about that. I'm like, dude, the trash can is literally 50 feet away.
You just swipe it right up under that. Wow. Now, are your parents allowed to go in your room at any time?
I don't like it, but they usually just say, although it's my house.
Okay. I was just wondering.
My room is my room.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I just wondered how that changed in life.
100% correct.
Yeah. Like, I have my space. Boy, you ain't got no space.
Yeah, you know, I let you have a little space.
Hey, Elizabeth, you know what you need to do? One day.
What?
One day, clean it from top to bottom for no reason. You know what will happen then? They'll probably take you to a doctor and see what's wrong with you.
What you should do is go to Lowe's and get yourself a padlock and put it on the inside. And then you tell them that I'll let you in my space when I'm ready.
Now, on what Brian is saying, Elizabeth, when you do that, they're taking the door. I just want to let you know.
Yes, the door is gone.
The door will be gone. Okay? Well, listen.
Oh, my God.
You have a wonderful day in school, and thank you for calling, okay?
Thank you.
All
also,
right.
I'm a first-time caller.
All right, well, any topic you can get in, you call anytime, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. Ray, what are they saying over there about their teenage bedroom?
A lot of people had Backstreet Boys and NSYNC posters all over their walls.
Mm-hmm.
Grew up in a small house with extended family. We just slept wherever. We never had the luxury of having our own room.
Well, damn.
Yeah.
I just got depressed.
I like to say, I grew up poor, but geez, I had a room.
I'm going to bed early. It's 5:30. I need a bed.
You better find somewhere to sleep.
Wow.
And then somebody said mine was covered with laundry and cups. Thankfully, I grew up and I'm not that messy anymore.
Good. B, what's his name?
XM more power. By attorney Dan Newland, in a wreck, need a check. Call Dan Newland. Someone said Michael Jackson posters.
Okay.
A lava lamp and the glow in the dark stars.
Yes. I see where you're going.
Then someone said their friend just got rid of their waterbed. It was leaking and creating black mold.
Oh my God.
You should have got rid of it. If it's happening like that should have been gone at least a year ago.
Right?
At least a year ago. Ray, what you working on?
Kanye West has another business opportunity.
Come on. Orlando's number one hit music station is XL 106.7, 7:23 on a Tuesday. Partly cloudy with a high of 83. It is 73 right now. It's time to play Smarter Than My Hood. That's when we get two cities compete to find out who is the smartest, asking these trivia questions that anybody should know. Brain quests for kids, all right? Someone from Avalon Park said, we don't want to represent today, so we had to go to two new cities. The way it works, we'll answer a question, yell out the name of your city, you get a chance to answer, you get it right, you get a point. Get it wrong, you take away a point. But let's meet our first contestant from the big city of Bold Keys, Sanford, Florida. Derek. Derek, good morning.
Good morning.
And Derek, how long have you lived in Sanford?
About 6 years. Before that, I lived in Lake Mary.
Very good. So we're hanging out with you in Sanford. Where are we going, man?
Oh, downtown Sanford.
I'm telling you, that place is grown. It is beautiful. All right, Brian, if you could connect one and three, please.
Yes, sir.
Saying that we are smarter than Bo Key, straight from the bluegrass of Winter Park. Angelo, good morning, Angelo.
Good morning.
And Angelo, how long have you lived in Winter Park?
I moved up from South Florida about 5 years ago.
And which side of the tracks do you live on? That's just a joke. All right, so tell us.
Oh, my God.
So, I don't really know which side.
So we're hanging out in Winter Park. Where are we going?
Downtown. You can go to Winter Park Village.
Yes.
Maybe a little Briar Patch.
There we go. Okay. There we go.
I know what side you live on.
Couple brunch spots around.
All right, you're going to show us a good time. Now, the way it's going to work, we're going to ask a question, and if you know the answer, you got to yell out the name of your city. So on the count of three, I need you to yell out the name of your cities. One, two, three.
Winter Park. Stop it.
I like your enthusiasm, just a little slow.
Yeah, Sam, but screaming louder doesn't necessarily make it quicker. All right, who's on their hands free?
Sanford,
you on your hands free?
I am.
All right, well, get off of there. Yeah. We go. All right, thank you.
That'll make it harder for you to win, too.
All right, on the count of three again, I need you to yell out the name of your cities. One, two, three.
Sanford.
See, Sanford got in on that one.
All right, the way it works is we'll ask you a question. You get it right, you get the point. You get it wrong, we take away a point. But the last question is either for the win or for a tie, and then we go to the tiebreaker. Your first question, are you ready? How many zeros are in a million?
Winter Park.
All right, let's go. Angelo.
6-0.
6-0, the point goes to Winter Park. Miss Ray, are you ready?
I am. Are you guys ready?
All right, here we go.
What are the three states of matter?
Winter Park.
I heard Winter Park again. Angelo.
Liquid, solid, gas.
Yeah.
You are correct. It is 2-0. Sanford, you there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello? All
this
right.
This is embarrassing.
All right, here we go.
It's all strategy.
All right, from bow key to bow key, B.
This is a tough one. I need you to think it through. How many toes does a common human have?
Sanford. Apart.
Yes,
Sanford. Sanford got it.
Sanford. Derek.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Wow, that question.
It's on the quiz.
It is. The way it works now, Derek, you get this one right, it is a tie, okay? Angelo, you get it right, you win. Angelo, you get it wrong, we take all your points, and it's a tie. Are you ready?
Do it.
Chloe, if you will.
How many planets are in the solar system?
Winter Park. Six.
Angelo, the answer, please.
If we're not counting Pluto, it's 8.
8 is the answer. You are the winner.
Nice.
Woo! Wow, representing Winter Park to the fullest. Congratulations. Derek, I like you, man.
It was close.
I like you too, Johnny.
I like you,
there
man.
There is a delay, like, because I said Sanford before I could hear him say Winter Park.
Yeah, there's not a delay for us, though, just for you.
It's not me. I need a new phone.
Yeah, no, I don't even think it matters. It's just what you hear versus what we hear.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah.
Gotcha.
Hey, you call back and
I need to jump the gun.
No, you're good.
You call back and play anytime, Derek, okay?
All right, appreciate you guys. Have a good day.
Thank you for playing. All right, Angelo from Winter Park, congratulations. Got yourself a pair of tickets to Orlando City taking on FC Montreal this Wednesday, Exploria Stadium. You hold on so we can get some information from you. We come back. Today is another one of those days, and this time we're gonna get personal with you and see if you'll tell us the truth on Johnny's House. That's next on Johnny's House.
New phone.
Tuesday morning, 7:38, Johnny's House, partly cloudy, 83 is the high, it is 73 right now. We're just in the studio talking, and Brian brought up, hey man, you know what day it is today? and what is it?
It's Evaluate Your Life Day.
Evaluate Your Life Day.
You're supposed to pause, reflect on your life, be honest with yourself about where you've been, where you are, and where you're going.
Okay.
Like your appearance, are you getting too much weight? Are you happy with your job? It's not like up for you to bash yourself. It's just to evaluate where you are, honestly.
Okay.
Think about it. Are you good with it? And do you need to adjust to get to where you want to be?
Well, we'll start with you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, son of a.
Evaluate your life.
I think I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know where I've been.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure where I'm going.
Yeah.
I think that you never are.
No. Like
I don't think.
Yeah.
So, but I'm, you know, I've got a bunch of stuff in the fire that I'm working on.
Yeah.
I think the only thing I would evaluate myself and not be sure if I'm doing well enough is as a parent.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can ever really know that, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't think no matter what you do, is it ever going to be perfect. So.
Okay.
I think the only thing I would really be like hard on myself to give myself like not sure grades on is parenting.
Okay. For me, you know, going through the challenges that the last year and a half have presented itself and going through it, I'm in a good place. I know where I've been. I know where I'm going. I'm near the end of where I want to get, you know, close to it. I think health-wise, I just need to make that left out of the parking lot.
Yeah.
Instead of the right. If you don't know where the station's located,
yeah.
RDV, where I work out, is a left. It's a left. Got a bag in the car.
Yeah.
Bag been in the car for a while. All I got to do is make that left. But for some reason, I was thinking it's a mental thing. I just want to go home.
Yeah. To go back to mine real quick, I'm with you so you don't feel bad. Okay. I'm in that same position health-wise. Yesterday, my wife, you know, we built a CrossFit gym.
Yeah,
man, she out there doing a workout, like a full-on 40-minute workout. I was eating leftover Olive Garden breadsticks with Alfredo.
Come on, you okay, babe? You okay?
I love you. Need some water?
And I don't want to use the job as an excuse. But we get up so early that when you have your time,
yes,
you just want your time.
I could have easily jumped into some basketball shorts and joined it.
Yes,
but
yes.
I wanted to sit on the couch and eat them breadsticks.
And I commend Ray, who, you know, she makes a point to try to eat healthy, and she left here to go work out, to come back to work. And I'm like, you know what? When I was your age, I ain't had that kind of discipline. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Really?
I had discipline, but not like that.
Yeah.
Ray, evaluate your life.
Well, it makes me really sad when I think about my, like, younger years. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Like, I did have a really good family, or I have a really great family. But, like, the things that we went through, like, it makes me really sad. Mm-hmm. And I think the most of the time I, like, talk to my therapist is about what, you know, emotions came from my younger childhood. So I think that where I am today, I'm pretty impressed with myself to kind of, like, get out of the hole that I was and the road that I was going down.
Because you were halfway down that road, came back. And get on the right road, because some people, once they get halfway down that road, they don't come back.
And it sucks because I like still hear some of my friends that like have passed away from overdosing and all that stuff.
They kept
so
down
it's
that
like,
road.
And that's like, it's so sad to hear that. But for the future, you know, I just want to build my brand more and I want to be successful, you know, as an individual and then as a family. Like, I want my kids to be so extremely happy. And,
yeah.
The same with Brian, though. Like, parenting doesn't come with a manual. Like, you have no idea. Every single day is a different.
You do the best you can. That's all you can do.
Yeah, is a different.
Well, and they're humans with their own thoughts and actions, and you could do everything perfect. And
then,
but you don't know what they're going to do.
I know.
They go off the rails sideways one day.
Yeah. But society changed parenting, you know. My growing up, the stuff that the parenting that was done to me. Oh, you get arrested.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Right, no. Like, we were at the theme parks this weekend, and I grabbed my son's arm because he was about to lay on the floor, and he was, like, having a little fit, and I, like, picked him up by the arm, and I looked over, and this lady was, like, looking at me and shaking her head. And I wanted to be like, really? Like, am I supposed to just let my son lay on the dirty floor and cry the whole time? No. He needs to get his butt up, and we're at a theme park. There's no crying at theme parks.
Look over and say, you want to get punched in the face, don't you? Okay. All right, who's that? Chloe, how about you? Evaluate your life.
I think my life is, I don't know. I'm always stressed out, but I think I have some very nice things coming in the horizon for myself.
What are you stressed out about?
Like, literally everything all the time.
You got to work on that, because if you don't work on that stress, it's going to cause anxiety.
I know.
It does. I am there. Yeah. I stress about everything.
Yeah.
But I think with, like, work-wise, like, I think I'm doing well. I have, like, opportunities coming. So I think I'm, like, that's where a lot of my stress comes from.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But really, you need to do something to deal with that, because what happens with stress, it builds up. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, you're somewhere and you start going, I can't breathe. Seriously, I'm not joking.
Yeah.
I did that once on the air. I'm like, okay, I need to center myself.
Yeah.
I was trying to do a commercial.
I try with like all my hobbies to try to let all that anxiety
out. All right, we were honest. We want you to be honest too. You call us up. Evaluate your life. This is Evaluate Your Life Day, okay? Where are you? Where you been? Where you're from? Where you're going? Take a minute to evaluate and be honest. And for being honest, we're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to Orlando. Orlando City taking on Montreal is going to be on Wednesday. Explorer Stadium, 7:30 game time. 407-919-1067, 877-919-1067, XL Mobile, 41067. If you want to text it over and we can read it and you can put it on social media. Evaluate Your Life Day. So go ahead and evaluate life right now. Do it with us right here on Johnny's House.
Hey, Johnny.
Hi, I'm Johnny. 7:52 is Johnny's house. Going to be partly cloudy with a high of 83. It is 67. Temperature has dropped since we got here. It is 67 right now. Today is Evaluate Your Life Day. So we're asking you to call us up and evaluate your life. And one of you, for being honest, on the radio, we are going to hook you up. And you can check out Orlando City coming up on Wednesday night. Let's find out if you're going to be truthful and evaluate your life. Samantha, good morning.
Morning.
Samantha, evaluate your life.
Well, so I bought a house recently. It's been about a year now.
Okay.
And I've been a nurse for about 12 years.
Okay.
But I've been unsure and questioning my sexuality for about 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still not completely sure. Kind of think I'm coming to a conclusion now, but not sure how to go about that either.
Do you think because of the mental roadblocks that you've had in your life since you were a child that it's blocking you from really knowing or feeling or saying what you think you are?
I went through a lot of health issues as a child. Okay. I never, even my senior year in high school, I never got to go to prom or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So never really had any boyfriends or, so yeah, I think it definitely affected my interaction with other people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, listen, coming from someone who dated a lot, it's overrated. Believe me, it's overrated. Wow.
But you said you're questioning your like sexuality, like who you're attracted to,
right?
Okay. Have you tried like going out like with people?
Yeah, I tried going out recently, and I just like, you know, maybe I should just set it to where I can go up to whoever I want.
Yeah.
And just see how that goes.
Yeah.
And I'm not really sure how to approach people. Like, okay. I see somebody I think is attractive, and then how do I go up to them? You know, how do I even go up to them?
I'm a grown man. I still ain't figured that one out.
Yeah, that's tough.
Right?
I don't know.
I think it just comes with confidence and just shooting your shot, you know? Like, what's going to hurt? I mean, they could say something mean, but then that's it.
What was that?
If I go up to a girl, then how do you know if they're, you know,
just throw the vibe. Just do it. Go for it.
Chloe, how do you throw the vibe?
I don't know.
You talk about throwing the vibe. Throw the vibe, baby. Throw the vibe. Yeah.
I've been hit on by so many people. You just go for it.
Listen, there's events, you know, like Ember, Sunday Funday.
Yeah.
That is an LGBTQ, like, Sunday Funday. You can go out there, shoot your shot with as many people as you want, you know. Practice at Ember Sunday Funday.
Yeah.
Like, just let it happen. Like, just don't close it off. That's all.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Like, you don't have to go spit game. In fact, a lot of people don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Yeah. Well, listen, it sounds like you're on the right path, and just, you know, do we all figure it out? No. We don't.
Yeah.
But hey, at least you're reaching and you're trying. All right, Samantha. You hold on a second, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Like, think about that, though. She's in a 15-year, I don't know for sure what I like.
Yeah.
That's got to be stressful.
It has to be. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning.
And go ahead. Evaluate your life on Evaluate Your Life Day.
I feel like I'm in a better spot than I was, like, when I was in high school. I was, like, a really, like, a hard time when I was younger. But now, when I evaluate my life, I'm like, okay. So I'm in medical school now, and I really like where I'm at this point. I'm, like, really close to graduating. I'm just ready to start my life and move on and move forward.
Because I can tell by you talking, you're very uncomfortable about the first part of your life because you didn't really make any sense. You know, first I was hot, you know, kind of out there. And then nursing school, and I'm ready to.
Like, when I was a kid, I did a whole 360 on my parents. Like, as soon as I turned 16, I was like, you know what? I don't care what they say. I'm going to do me. And then I ended up getting a lot of trouble when I was a kid. So now I'm in a really good part
for
of my
you.
Life where I'm just getting my life together now.
Good for you.
I think that's what the earlier part of your life is for anyway, honestly.
Yeah.
Making mistakes, figuring it out, as long as you figure it out.
You got to figure it out. Yeah. Yeah. Well, good for you. It's good to hear that you're on the right road now.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. That's pretty cool. You hold on a second. Ray, what'd they say?
Somebody said I could use more self-discipline in my life as well as setting more boundaries. So that's where they want to like start changing.
Okay.
And then Ryan said, I've been on kidney dialysis since 2019. I'm on the way, on the waiting list for a kidney. So
good
that's where I've been and hopefully where I'm going.
Good for you. Samantha, we're going to hook you up. We got those tickets for you to check out Orlando City, taking on Montreal Wednesday, October 20th, Explorer Stadium, 7:30 is the game time. Thank you for all for being truthful and calling in. Karen, unfortunately, we couldn't get to your call, but thank you for being on hold. Miss Ray, what are you working on?
Everyone is so excited for Kravis. That's Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker.
Oh, my God.
Besides one person. One person's not happy. I'll let you know.
You called him what?
Kravis.
Oh, Lord, help me.
He's bigger than her.
Top of the hour. 106.7
Orlando. Now, the Johnny's House Entertainment News with Ray.
Stop shaving today, dial #250 and say the keywords ideal image. So Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker, we know that they are now engaged.
Yep.
And yes, they called them Kravis because that's what's trending and that's what people want to call him.
Nah, I wasn't looking up any information. I was scanning some news and that just happened to pop up.
Kravis?
No, their relationship, but they say they will be featured on the new
of
season.
Course. Oh, yeah.
Of Hulu. Course.
They were filming.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you saw Alabama or whatever, his daughter or his son's TikTok or videos, you would see camera people in the background.
I didn't see any of
that. Yeah, so.
I don't follow that.
The
there.
Whole family was there. I mean.
Yeah, so you will be seeing this on the new Hulu, Keeping Up with the Kardashians or whatever they're going
to
call it.
I guess I can handle the Kravis thing. To me, Travis Barker is bigger. I know she's a Kardashian, but she's the lower level Kardashian. So
She's the one that's like, I had the fame. I don't like it.
He's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame level musician, but whatever.
Okay.
Kravis sounds like Krampus. It like reminds me of Scrooge.
I'd have gone like with I would have gone with like Travney or something like that.
That's cuter, I think.
But whatever. That's me though.
Kravis sounds like Kraken, like a Loch Ness monster.
It sounds like something that you get on your toes that you go and get some funk, like some ointment.
You've been diagnosed with Kravis.
And me personally, I don't use combined names ever in life.
Man, okay. I got the Kravis.
Well, anyways, everyone seems so excited. Their families are beyond happy and excited for them, except for Scott Disick, obviously. Scott Disick is
playing himself out.
Her baby daddy. You know, they've been co-parenting. They have 3 kids, 11, 9, and 6, despite their own like kind of relationship and everything. They've been doing really well with co-parenting. Obviously, they both have been in relationships. In the end of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, a reunion special, Scott gave Kourtney permission, or not permission. That's a bad word. Uh-huh. That's a bad word.
Like his blessing.
Yeah, he gave her his blessing for her relationship with Travis, but now sources are saying that he's lonely right now because he's not with what's her name anymore? Sophia Richie.
No, the what's her name's daughter?
Amelia Hamill, whatever, something.
The
other girl.
Yeah,
she's literally like 19.
Yeah, so he's lonely right now. He's not in a relationship, and he's very jealous that things are working out so well for Kourtney and Travis.
See, here's what happened with what's his name? Scott, is that he's the old man in the club now.
He is.
He used to be the cool old man in the club, and now he's the old man in the club.
He's going to be part of the club because obviously he's a baby daddy.
Yeah.
But also, like, he's really good friends with Chloe, with Kim, with Chris. Like, he's really good friends with them still.
He'll be fine in June when high school graduations start happening and he can go find a new girlfriend.
The girls he's going to meet now aren't going to be on his level. These are young girls chasing clout.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but that's everyone outside of Kourtney for him has been. Like, I don't care who they are. They're not a Kardashian.
Yeah.
Like, so, he's always been out of his league.
Yeah.
It's true. Jamie Lynn Spears, you know, I've been telling you about her book, Things I Should Have Said. Well, this is giving herself closure, but she said that a portion of the book proceeds are actually going to go to mental health nonprofit. This is my brave. But she said that, listen, I know it's very scary to share personal stories, especially if you don't feel like you have the support or safe space. This is everything that Jamie Lynn Spears says. Well, the nonprofit organization announced on October 18th that they rejected her offer to donate a portion of her book proceeds to their cause following the public outcry about the book and Britney Spears herself.
You know you've done something wrong.
Yeah.
When an organization, 90% of the time, what they're doing is try to collect money to help others, tell you, I don't want your money.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean... Jamie Lynn Spears was like, yeah, I really want to give this back to mental health, you know, because I'm sharing my struggles and my story and everything. And then the statement from This Is My Brave said, we heard you. We're taking action. We are deeply sorry to anyone we offended. According to its website, their mission is to bring stories of mental illness and addiction into the spotlight. So we've rejected.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
The donation.
I wonder how she feels.
Oh, that would be pretty bad.
That's embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
100%
like,
correct.
She keeps trying, though. Like, the book, the Zoe 101. Did you hear about that fake Zoe 101 comeback? Like, it was a whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she's like, no, there's no show. And actors thought, like, it was going to happen.
Did she put it out there?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's embarrassing. There's no other word to describe it as embarrassing. I want to give this money to an organization. They said, nah, we're good. When they're not good.
They're not good. We're a nonprofit, and we're not taking that.
We're not going to take your money. All right, we come back. Side takers. You hear the story. You tell us who you side with, but the story comes up right here on Johnny's House. You, I guess you moved on really easily. 809 Orlando's number one hit music station is XL 106.7, and it's Johnny's House. The weather temperature dropped since we got here this morning. It's going to be partly cloudy. We started out, it was 73. Now it is 67 with the high today of 83. You guys wanted it. We brought it back. It's called Side Takers. Now, the way it works is we have a couple standing by, and when we come back, they'll tell their sides of the stories and what's their side of the story, and they'll tell you what's going on and what you have to do is decide who you want to side with. Now, the original plan we started this years ago, you had to do what the listener said. And I think the first time we came back, what did that guy say? Damn, y'all.
Yeah. No. I mean, you can't force people to do
stuff.
You
literally hung up on us.
Nothing's legally binding here.
The situations are true situations, but, you know, what you do after you talk to us is your own business. And we're going to come back and talk to a couple has something to do with some cryptocurrency and getting some and not knowing about it. We have a couple, Tabitha and Tyler. They're on hold right now. And what will happen is when we come back, you'll hear their stories. And then just in case, you know, because people can't stay in the car the whole time, you need to listen to the podcast. It's like watching a soap opera and you're not knowing the ending. All right. So what's going to happen is we come back. We're going to have them on the phone. They're going to tell you their side of the story. And then you decide the outcome. Now, what you want to do is solve it. And we don't want that. We just want you to say, I side with this person. And we may ask you why. And then you tell us then. All right. We call it Side Takers. We're going to do that next right here on Johnny's House.
The following people want to see you in New York.
This is Dua Lipa.
This is Ed Sheeran.
Jonas Brothers here.
There's more.
This is Lil Nas X.
Win $1,000 and qualify for a trip to our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball.
It's not the same show anymore.
It's bigger.
Text to win, weekdays.
At the top of every hour, starting at 7 a.m.
Woo!
All the way till 10 p.m.
on XL 106.7.
Get a chunk of the cash.
See you at Jingle Ball.
In New York City.
In a ruck and need a check?
Yeah.
There's only two words you need to Google. Dan Newlin.
Say what?
That's right, Dan Newlin. Attorney Dan Newlin has recovered billions of dollars for accident victims. So, in a wreck and you need that check? You better Google Dan Newlin.
This traffic center is brought
to you. 819, it is Johnny's House. Looking for today is partly cloudy with a high of 83. It is 67 right now. It is time for Side Takers. That's where you decide the outcome. What you do first is you listen to the story and say, you know what? This is what I would do. I side with that person, or this is what I do, and you side with the other. Just in case you miss it, make sure you listen to the podcast, and you can watch it streaming right now because the videos are up, y'all. Just in case you just now woke up, you ain't know it's been up for a couple days now. You can watch it that way. But the first thing we must do is talk to the people involved. Brian, if you can,
yeah,
line one and line two. Yeah. All right. Let's start out by saying good morning to Tabitha. Hey, Tabitha, how are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Tyler, I hear you back there. How are you, Tyler?
I'm doing good.
All right, Tabitha, we'll start with you. Tell us what's going on with Side Takers.
Well, you know, Tyler got a bonus from work. It's the first time since the pandemic, and we really did not expect it. And I think that we should use the money to invest in cryptocurrency. Oh. I think it's a great opportunity for us. I mean, I know it's very new, but I work at a really successful investment firm, and okay, all the brokers here are telling us invest it, you know, because if it hits, we can make enough money to, like, do whatever we want. He wants to buy a house, put the money away for a house. Well, we could buy a house cash if we invest it.
If it hits.
Okay. And Tyler, what is your reservation on this?
Well, the thing is, you know, I don't know anything about this, and I would prefer just to put it in the savings so we can actually save up and buy a house, you know, and we're living in an apartment, and I just, you know, we don't have kids, and it just seems very risky for me.
So you don't know anything about, you don't know, I know nothing about crypto, nothing, zero. No. And
I'm on team, I have no idea.
So you're just not comfortable with Tabitha investing the family money into something that you know absolutely nothing about.
Yeah, correct. I mean, I respect what she does a lot, but she's not an investor, And you know how these things go. I mean, it could go one way, and the next thing you know, boom, you got no money left, you know?
And Tabitha, what are the people at the broker, at the firm that you, what are they telling you about this crypto money or cryptocurrency?
I mean, I'll tell you one thing. A popular billionaire is linked to it, and they expect it to be really big. And if we would have invested the money last week, just so you know, it already would have doubled, which is incredible. You know, I asked one of the guys at work if he would help me. He knows what he's doing. And he said he'd walk me through it for free, which is,
okay.
Like, how lucky are we to have someone like that to help us?
Now, did he say that it's risky?
I mean, yeah, there's risks with everything. But, you know, people call our office all the time. They don't know anything about investments, and they trust our company with their money, you know?
Mm-hmm. But so if
Plus,
you...
If,
go ahead.
I was going to say, if you think about it, we didn't expect this money, and it wouldn't hurt us financially if we lost it, because it's like bonus money. It's fun money. We didn't know it was coming. Why not try to double it?
Right?
That's a crazy way of thinking it up.
I mean,
here's a bonus. Poof, it could disappear.
It is like lighting it on fire, which is bad. But I see what you're saying, though, because I'm on that crypto train, too. Uh-huh, like, uh-huh. I try to research and find the ones that are... Here's my thing. You probably won't lose the money.
Okay.
You might not double it, but you probably won't lose it if you get in and out at the right time.
Now, Tabitha, do you have a certain amount that, let's say this thing, let's say out of the blue, it just starts taking off. Do you have a set amount? Because from listening to Brian and the little research that I've heard, you can be a millionaire at 3 o'clock and be back to zero at 7 o'clock.
If you're not careful.
You know, so do you have a set number? Like, okay, when we get to this number, we're going to get out? Or are you just going... Let it go. Do you know much about crypto?
I don't know a whole lot about it, but, you know, I see the brokers working with it. And, you know, like I said, one of my friends is a broker, and he said he would help me through it. And he kind of graphs it out and tells you what to expect and, you know, based on what the trends have been and, you know, when you would want to pull it out and when you'd want to maybe add or something like that. So
how much money is he asking for? Because if you hit big...
He said he'll do it for free.
Completely free.
Yeah, but when you hit big...
Well, he can ask all he wants. Right. Yeah,
now get it. Tyler, your whole thing is, you know, listen, I got this bonus. We're trying to get out of this apartment. You do know how to save some. You know how to save money to make it work. You're just not comfortable. First of all, do you know this broker that she's talking about, Tyler?
I have no idea. No, I do not.
So your
I do not.
Your hesitation is, I'm going to give this bonus to my wife to give to this person that I don't know to invest in something I know nothing about.
Correct, and I don't know how. I've never heard of a thing where you invest money and it goes up and down, and you don't potentially risk losing it all. And I do know that if you save and you are practical, you can build off that, and we could actually use that, because even though it's a bonus, it's an opportunity. That's what I look at it.
I mean, when we sold our house, right? So I had this big lump sum of money that we were waiting to put down on our new house.
Yeah,
there was a lull in between.
Yeah, it was just in an account.
And I was going to throw a bunch of money into this crypto and not tell my wife.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Because she would have stabbed me in the throat. I did not. I threw like a very small amount. Had I had done that, we would have been able to pay for about 75% of our house in cash.
That was a good story, but
right, of course, and it could go the other way. But I could see the allure of this because I kick myself every day going, I should have just
done it.
Yeah,
but if you did that and lost it and then got divorced and then your wife is
well, that would have been the other way.
And then no house. Exactly.
Right, would have been the other way. If I would have lost it, we wouldn't have had enough money to buy the new house. I wouldn't have had to tell my wife that.
That would have been bad.
That's a lot to risk.
Right, so yeah, no, it's a coin flip.
It is.
Crypto, look, people say they're crypto geniuses. They're not.
No.
Crypto is very volatile.
Oh.
All right, we'll put them on hold, B. All right. Here's the situation. You have Tabitha and Tyler. They've been married for about 3 years. For whatever reason, they reinstituted the bonus system where Tyler works. He got a nice bonus. And his wife's like, well, listen, she is a receptionist at a investment house. And she said, listen, the guys around here talking about this crypto, they're going crazy. All of them invested in it, and they were telling me about it. And there's one guy that I work with said, hey, listen, if you want to get involved, I will help you. I will get you in. I will do it for free. And tell you everything that's going on. So it goes back to Tyler. Said, Tyler, give me that money. Give me that money because I can triple it, blah, blah, blah. If we had invested last week when we talked about it, our money would have been double already. And Tyler's like, I know nothing about crypto. I don't even know this dude. You just want me to just hand you all the money over and make something happen. And she's like, listen, we might have enough to pay cash for a house. Bang! So who you side with? If you side with Tabitha, she gets the bonus money, gives it to the co-worker. They're rich forever after. You side with Tyler, you don't give them the money, and they'll slave for the house and get it when they get it. Who do you side with? 407-919-1067-877-919-1067. You can vote on the XL Mobile, which is 41067, and you can vote on social media. All right. If you vote for Tabitha, the bonus goes to crypto. You vote for Tyler, it stays in the bank. Who do you side with? We'll find out next right here on Johnny's House.
Not really into talking.
We text 41067. Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check? Just Google Dan Newlin.
This traffic center is brought to you by the one and only attorney Dan Newlin.
XL Traffic.
This report is sponsored by Duncan.
Eastbound I-4 has
Gatorland.
Siri, play XL 106.7 on iHeartRadio.
836 Orlando's number one hit music station is XL 106.7. This is Johnny's House on a Tuesday. It's going to be partly cloudy today. It's nice and cool outside right now. 67, looking for a high of 83. And once again, it's going to be partly cloudy. All right, it's time for Side Takers. That's where you decide the outcome. All right, here is the story. You have a couple that's been married for about 3 years. Their names are Tyler and Tabitha, okay? On Tyler's job, they gave him a bonus. And Tabitha works as a receptionist at a brokerage house. And they've been doing some crypto. And they said, hey, listen, Tabitha, if you want to get in, there's this new crypto out. It's been backed by a billionaire. And we know it's going to blow up. We got all our money in. If you want to do it, we'd like to, you know, we'll get you in and we'll do it for free because they like her and she's a coworker. And Tyler's like, I don't know a damn thing about no crypto. I don't know nothing about crypto. You talking about giving all this bonus money to some coworker? I ain't even met the coworker who's going to be doing this. And he's a little hesitant. She's like, listen, you know what? The people call our office all the time with money, don't know how to invest it. They trust us to do it. All I'm asking you to do is do the same thing that these people are doing. And he's like, I don't think so. She's like, listen, if you would have done this last week when I asked you, we'd have doubled our money. They're living in an apartment. They're saving for a house. They have no kids. And Tabitha's mind is like, listen, we didn't even know we was going to get a bonus. So if we lose it all, we ain't know what's going to have it. And Tyler's like, listen, I'm tired of living in this apartment. We need to save some money. So if you side with Tabitha, they're going to take that bonus money, invest in some crypto. If you side with Tyler, then they're going to keep the money in the bank and save for a brand new home. Who do you side with on Side Takers? Nathan, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, who do you side with?
Well, I'm going to have to side with Tabitha.
Okay.
The first reason is these are not cryptocurrencies. We're not currently using them as a form of payment. They are crypto assets. It's better to think of it as a crypto asset. So it's a digital asset.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bitcoin is a digital gold. Now, the one that I think she's looking to invest in is super speculative. The fact that Elon Musk is backing this because of a couple of tweets, it's a little sketchy, but
I have some.
I do. Yeah, I think she's talking about Shiba Inu. I put about $30 in about 4 weeks ago. And it is currently worth $300.
Okay.
I also put my $1,200 stimulus check into crypto when that first came out, and my account's over 21,000 right now.
Okay.
Wow. So it can absolutely grow. My suggestion, having said that, is to not put in more than you can lose. If this bonus would take them out of, you know, where they're living, or would help them get a better reliable vehicle or whatever, then by all means, they need to come together and do that. But I feel that maybe a portion of it. Shiba Inu is a very small fraction of a penny right now. Like, I got 10 million coins for $30.
Yeah.
You know, 4 weeks ago. So
you just got to know where you are on the timeline of the growth of it. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And it could absolutely blow up. There's a big push to drive it to one penny. I have 10 million coins. So, you know, that'd be 100K. That'd be fantastic if it gets to one penny. A portion of it, absolutely. Put it in there. Like, you know, I believe it's not going to go down. It's not just going to tank because there is a movement behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my advice.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. You side with Tabitha. And we never said it was Shiba.
Yeah.
Okay. But thank you for telling us about it. Thank you, Nathan.
Thank you.
But I have a couple, so if you want to go ahead and help drive that price up, go ahead.
Jazz, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Jazz, who do you side with on Side Takers?
I'm siding with Tyler.
Okay, you say save the money?
Well, the reason why I say that is because the crypto market is extremely volatile, and if you don't have that extra money to do that, I mean, yeah, that guy was talking about SHIB,
Okay, last year I invested in it and I have 41 million shares, but I still wouldn't invest it in it now. I'm leaving that alone. So, and at that time I had the extra money to do that. So if you're saving for a house, then I would just wait until you've established yourself. You have this, and then if you have extra money, do it. But crypto's not something you'd be like, oh, I got a bonus.
Yeah.
Let me throw that in there.
Yeah.
That's too risky, because what if that, okay, Elon Musk and all these celebrities that get behind these things, last year Elon Musk did the same thing. What happened to Dogecoin?
No, I'm just saying, listen, like, we haven't said what it was, and they never told us what it was, so, you know.
No, of course. But I'm saying, like, when celebrities back these things too much, I'm just like,
Did you say you have 41 million?
$50.
They're worth way less than a penny right now. So, like, the cryptos that people, like, hit crazy on, you get them when they're way less than a penny. And if they make it to just, like, 3 cents, like, you have, you know, six figures.
I spent literally, at the time when I bought it, I spent literally only $20.
Yeah.
So, hopefully, that $20 investment, if it does, hey, who knows? If it pops up, see you guys in Tortuga, Cayman Islands.
Well, listen.
But other than that, nah, I think they should save their money, be responsible. If they have extra left over, you know, maybe put $100, whatever. But
Jazz, that cat said, get off the damn phone and give me some food. Stop talking about crypto and crypt me some food.
See, they heard you say she, but that's a cat food. I said, let me get some of that.
Thank you, Jazz.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Not that damn phone.
I know. I'm like, is that a cat or a baby?
It was a cat. Like,
no,
hey.
I'm concerned about what's going on back there.
You know, I guarantee it was running between the legs. Like, hey, feed me. Come on, stop playing. Ray, what are they saying on Side Takers?
Sorry, it's refreshing.
It's okay.
A lot of them are saying Tyler, but a lot of people that do understand crypto are saying that this is a great investment.
Mm-hmm.
You should totally go for it if that was extra money and you're not going to struggle without it.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler, all the way. The only way I could possibly see even compromising on this is if you took a small portion of his bonus to invest in cryptocurrency.
All right. And B, what are they saying over there?
XL Mobile powered by attorney Dan Newland. Interrec, need a check. Call Dan Newland. A lot of people side in with him saying, Yeah, it's a little too risky.
Because he don't understand.
Well, you know, and also, it's not open-ended. Like, they're trying to get a house. Like, I when I do my crypto stuff, I do it knowing that it may hit in a year and it may hit in 10.
Mm-hmm.
They want to move out. Like, they have a goal.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
if you have a goal, crypto is kind of scary because it could take a day. It could take 5 years. You don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
So, it's like, if you're on a deadline,
so
like
they
are.
So, could that lady cash out $40 million right now?
No, she has 41 41 million units that are worth less than a hundredth of a cent.
I don't.
Right now, I think that would be worth about 17,000 maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she put in 20?
Yeah. I mean, because she got in when it was 0.000000.
Mm-hmm. All right. We got Tabitha and Tyler. Here's the deal. Tyler got a bonus. He said, hey, listen, we need to put this in the bank. Tabitha said, listen, I work at a firm. Everybody's investing in crypto. Let's take that money and do so. You side with Tabitha, they will invest the money. You side with Tyler, they will keep it in the bank. 407-919-1067-877-919-1067. The XL Mobile, if you want to text, is 41067. And you can tell us on social media. When we come back, we'll have the outcome and what they're going to do with that money. That's next on Johnny's House.
Hey, Johnny. Hi, I'm Johnny Madden. Inner Law.
I just performed the hell out of that song. Y'all missed it. If you ain't seen the video, I performed that song. I need to get a check.
I feel like everybody's standing. Should I stand? What are we doing here?
Well, Chloe got a badass back.
You guys are making me nervous. I'm like, what are we? Are you guys about to run half? Well,
no, I just went and got some chips.
I'm
standing because I sit and stare.
I know, but
Chloe got a bad back.
I'm just sore, that's all.
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
I'm trying to work on my posture. I have bad posture.
Take you behind the scenes. This is when we should have had the mics up. I'm telling Chloe she got you're too young for your back to be hurting. She says she worked out. Brian goes, you know, I'm starting to question your working out.
I'm just saying.
I didn't work out for like 2 months because
of
it.
You young. I hear all this active stuff you're doing, but you hurting. I'm an old-ass man, did squats, and I'm fine.
Yeah, well.
I'm just saying that.
I got hurt. What can I do?
I don't know. I just think maybe you say you out doing working out stuff, but really you ain't.
Whatever.
That's what I'm saying. Look, it's my opinion. It ain't got to be everybody's.
Brian.
Say it, Ray. You agree?
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, Chloe. I don't.
Thanks. I just got back to the gym, so you could leave me alone.
Well, you just throwing up all the weight?
No, I think because it's I did the hack squat machine, it's too much weight like there.
She's just throwing out words that we don't know to make us feel like she went to the gym.
I know the hack saw machine.
I did that sat squat machine.
I know the hack saw machine all the time.
I've been doing sat shot squats, and I'm
Why y'all laughing at me?
I didn't think that one was gonna be that bad because I only did calves on that, and then I used the Smith machine to try to work on my squats again. Listen, so I think it was just too much.
I'm gonna do this for you. When you come in, I'm gonna bring in a heating pad.
I have that.
She rolled out. I had that. Anyway, we got people holding on.
I'm gonna use the Smith machine right now to talk to these people.
Use the hacksaw machine. All right, here it is. We need to find a winner of side takings. You have Tabitha and Tyler. Been married 3 years. She's a receptionist at a investment firm. Tyler got a bonuses job. First time since the pandemic started, and he said, "Listen, let's take this money and save for a house. We live in an apartment." Tabitha's like, "Listen, I've been talking to the investors here. They're all investing in a certain type of cryptocurrency. Let me take that money and flip that money, and then we'll, if it works out, we'll have enough money to pay cash for a house." She doesn't know anything about crypto. Tyler doesn't know anything about crypto. But there's a guy in the firm who said, "I'll do it for you for free." Now, if you side with Tabitha, they'll take that money and try to make it grow in the crypto market. If you side with Tyler, they'll keep it in the bank and try to save it so they can buy themselves a home. Now, we've done all the counted all the numbers on the XL Mobile, the house phones, on social media. And you sided with Tyler. Tyler, you won. How you feel?
I feel that that's practical, and I think that that's a solid piece of advice.
Tabitha, how about you?
I'm shocked that they didn't go with me. I mean, I could have doubled our money, but you know what? We agreed we'd do it, so we'll put it in the savings.
But you said could have.
Could have.
Yeah. But like,
hey, scary money don't make money, right?
I understand that, but also scared money loses everything.
Sometimes.
I said that wrong. Brave money. Brave money.
Listen, I understand. What I would do, Tabitha, say, okay, tell the person who's going to help you at work, say, okay, here's the amount. We're not going to give it to you, but just hypothetically, how would it have done?
No, don't do that.
Yeah, you're right. When I said that, I thought about it because it's going to cause some problems.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Just let it go.
Yeah, just let it go.
Right. Thank you, bro.
Right.
You know, let it go. No, let it go.
Or just for fun, take a couple thousand or whatever you have that's, you know, that's reasonable, 10%. Yeah. Throw it in there and see what happens. Maybe get enough money to furnish the new house when you finally get it.
Yeah, you don't want to see what neither one of y'all going to win.
Nah.
That's a no-win situation in the house. Well, Tyler, they sided with you. It's a big deal, and you guys decided, you know, look, when we got the phone, you can decide to do what you want to do. But the listeners say, go with Tyler, keep the money in the bank, and we're going to put you on hold because I want to know what that crypto is myself. I'm just saying.
Oh, I got you.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just saying.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know what you're trying to say.
You know what I mean.
Brave money.
Brave
saves
money.
Saves money.
Risks everything.
No, no.
I mean.
See, I just helped you. Brave,
again.
You think brave save.
Brave
money
save.
Saves
there
money.
There you go. Yeah.
Scary money
scare
don't
money.
Make money.
Okay.
But. I got a feeling I don't know them, but I could tell the dynamic in that marriage. Oh, they're going to get that money going to crypto.
But like maybe not all of it.
Yeah.
That money going
to
crypto.
Doesn't have to be the whole thing.
Uh-huh. She said, "Listen, I could hear it in the voice. We said, if we'd have done it last week, we'd have had doubled our money."
We got a late vote on the mobile that said, "I'm voting for him just because I don't like her voice."
Oh, my God.
I saw that.
Dag. All right, Ray, what are you working on, man?
Let's talk about Adele. And yes, she is going to have a TV special.
What?
Yep.
I didn't know about this. Coming up about 3 minutes right here on Johnny's House.
I in this nationwide contest. That's lights to 200-200. Good luck.
What's up? This is Billie Eilish.
What's up, everybody? This is Justin Bieber.
This is Dua Lipa.
Now, the Johnny's House Entertainment News with Ray.
Florida's home for fun, sexy style. Visit Venus.com. So Adele.
Hey, Ray.
Adele is.
Sorry, I can't mess with Red Day because apparently she got something wrong with it.
Why are you acting all silly?
I don't know what's wrong with me today. Okay, so Adele is going to come out with her latest work, which we've heard a lot.
Really?
You guys, this is terrible.
I
stop.
It's something weird. Like, I hear you, and then I see your mouth move.
Yep.
I think it's never mind.
Go Are you done? Are you guys done?
I'm done.
I'm finished.
All right, I'm not even going to look at you.
Okay, so her latest work, we're going to start hearing it eventually. Slowly, things are starting to roll out. But next month, they said an extraordinary concert performance is happening. And so basically what she's doing, it is a two-hour primetime special in Los Angeles, Adele One Night Only. And they said it's some of her biggest hits that she's going to be performing. And the earliest opportunity to hear her first new material in 6 years. So she's going to be performing a lot of it live before it actually comes out.
They must be paying her a lot, man, because I think some of the excitement is hearing her do it again or you know, watching her in Vegas if she puts that on.
Yeah, so this is like a two-hour special, like I said, but also Oprah Winfrey is going to sit down during the special and talk to her about her new music and life after divorce or weight loss, raising her son. So it's happening
November. Oh, damn, they got Oprah in?
Oprah.
Oh, this is a heavy hitter.
Yeah, it's a sit-down.
The sit-down?
Yes, this is a sit-down with her performing.
I can't wait.
Okay, so Sunday, November 14th, it's going to be airing from 8:30 to 10:30, and then after that, it's going to be available on streaming services, Paramount Plus, CBS, and all that stuff.
I think her album drops a couple days later.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, okay. That's why they're saying that this is the first opportunity for you to hear it.
And I was messing around with you. I didn't get the date.
I know. November 14th, you jack.
Dang, Ray. Rick is okay. You can pick on anybody. You get Ray. She started calling you names.
Okay, all right. So Flava Flav, let's talk about him and how he's in jail. Did you see that?
No.
And I feel so sad for him. Like, not, I don't feel bad because he did this to himself, but I feel very sad. Like, he looks terrible in his mugshot, but he was arrested for a domestic violence incident earlier this month in Nevada, but it looks like he is officially going to be charged with a misdemeanor battery constituting domestic violence. So according to the criminal complaint, Flav allegedly poked his finger on the alleged victim's nose, then grabbed her, then threw her down and grabbed her phone out of her hand. So he was in custody at the Henderson Detention Center. So he is officially charged. But they tried to reach out to his attorney. Obviously, they always do, TMZ. But they said that they're not going to talk about the whole thing with the media. They are actually going to explain their side in the courtroom.
Wow.
And I'm like, if you looked up his mugshot picture, he looks really old and really sad.
Here's the thing, though. In jail, he'll be like, he's a superstar. Nobody would bother him.
Yeah. I don't think he'll have anything bad happen
to
him.
Yeah, he's an OG.
So what he did say, though, is that he's been sober for over a year now. So he hasn't been doing alcohol or drinking alcohol, and he quit smoking cigarettes for 15 months so far. So, I mean, that will actually take a toll on your body.
From partying so much and then
stopping all of it. So the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just revealed the initial star-studded list of presenters and performers. This is actually going to happen Saturday, October 30th. This is pretty cool because there's a lot of people going to be there. Christina Aguilera, Lionel Richie, Paul McCartney, Drew Barrymore, Jennifer Hudson, Taylor Swift, Ryan Adams. That's not even the full list of people that are going to be there, but either they're presenting or they are going to be performing. So this year's inductees include Tina Turner, Carole King, The Go-Go's, Jay-Z, Foo Fighters, and Todd Rundgren. I don't know who that is either. So, like I said, October 30th, if you want to watch it, it's going
down. That's pretty cool. All right, when we come back, let's find out what is trending in the world today. We'll do it next with on Johnny's house. Okay. 909, it's Johnny's house. It's going to be partly cloudy, high of 83. It is 72 right now. B! What's trending, man?
Well, earlier we told you it is Evaluate Your Life Day, so go ahead and do that today for a little bit. If you missed it, check out the podcast. Mm-hmm. It's also National Seafood Bisque Day. I love me some lobster bisque, man.
It has to be done right.
It's delish.
The lobster food truck that goes around.
Monster lobster.
Okay, here's the thing. Chunks of lobster or not?
Chunks, yes.
Yeah, I need
chunks.
Some. Okay, yeah. Right, I need some right. in there, yeah.
Because I have one. I'm like, hey, where is that now?
Yeah.
I had one too, and I'm like, there's nothing in here.
What's that all about? Apple people are actually making fun of Apple, which is funny because, you know, they love Apple. They're now selling a $19 polishing cloth for your device because, you know, your device gets
$19?
Really dirty.
$19? Yeah. Serious?
It's $19.
People balling out of control.
But, you know, it's an Apple one, so.
But, oh, my God.
Why
I have, like,
that?
10 of those in my drawer
for
free.
But you don't have an Apple one.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Bad.
If not, you got bootleg.
Cool.
you know someone's going to run out and buy it.
Yeah.
There's a moving company that has ranked the states that people are moving to the most right now. It's Idaho, South Carolina, Oregon, Tennessee, and of course, Florida.
Really?
Oh, I'm surprised we're not number one.
Number one city is Sarasota.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See, I think people move down here saw the price of houses going through the roof and said, you know, we got to go somewhere else.
Yeah, well, a lot of people were selling up there than coming down here, but then our prices got so high, so maybe they just bailed on that. Uh-huh. I don't know. This is kind of cool. Black Friday is going to start a little earlier because, you know, they're saying there's going to be shortages. So now prices are going to be lower earlier. Mm-hmm. So Walmart just announced their plans, which means everybody else will pretty much follow suit. So they're doing it in three waves. They have three different events that are going off online and then in the store. So the first one's November 3rd online, then the store November 7th. And then online, the second one is November 10th, and then the 12th in the store.
Okay.
And then they haven't announced the third one yet. I'm assuming it's going to
be around Black Friday
on
somewhere.
Actual Black Friday.
Now, here's the thing. When they do that, don't wait. Get, you know, get whatever it is they have, you know, that you, if they're having something that you want to buy, get it, because there's limited numbers.
Yeah, and they said, I didn't know this existed, Walmart Plus. I guess there's a Walmart Plus. They have, if you're a member, you get deals earlier than everybody else. So, it's kind of like Amazon Prime, I guess.
I'm going to get that Plus.
Perhaps.
I don't like how they do it in three shifts.
I know, because you like to be out front.
Takes away the madness.
So, does anybody ever do that? Anybody camp out anymore? Is that done? Is that
I mean, some stores do like, hey, if you're the first 50 people here, you're going to get a ticket to get something.
But then that ticket is you can come back anytime you want.
Exactly.
And
it's not. I don't think it'll ever be like it used to be anymore.
The days
when Ray hoarded all the TVs.
Yeah,
the days of waking up that Black Friday morning, turn on TV and seeing people fight when they open the door.
Yeah. I used to look forward to that.
Yes.
I know.
I used to look forward to all those people cramming into that little that little corridor and then someone getting beat down.
Wow.
And I know we talked about this earlier, last thing, that there was a bacon shortage, but Papa John said, we don't care, because they just started Bacon Mania.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
Yes, Bacon Mania.
What's that consist of?
They're going to have three very bacon-heavy items on the menu through Christmas. There is the triple bacon pizza. It's got smoky bacon crumbles, julienne cut Canadian bacon, and smoked bacon strips.
Yo.
The smoky bacon Parmesan-crusted papadilla.
What?
Like a flatbread style sandwich, Canadian bacon, onions, sliced smoked bacon strips, and some ranch sauce. And then bacon jalapeno popper rolls.
Oh, heck yeah. That's right up my alley.
So Bacon Mania.
Well, here's the thing. There's not a bacon shortage. It's expensive.
But Papa John says, come get
it.
Yeah. We have a little get together this weekend, and Missy offered to make candied bacon.
Woo!
And I'm like,
girl.
Well, I'm like, are you rich?
You get a raise?
That's what you do when you're worth $1 to $5 million.
Like, you crazy.
Oh, my goodness. Bacon through the roof, like $8.
No, dang, Ray coming over here with bacon. Look at her.
Damn, they really, hey, doing pretty well.
I'm hitting up, it starts next week at Guns Through Christmas. I'm hitting up Bacon Mania at Papa John's, and they ain't paying me to say that. I really am getting it.
Ray and Rich, they came in with some bacon. What?
What?
They bought bacon?
Hey, in their fancy custom ordered new car.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Bacon?
You guys are terrible. Thank God I have Fox next break. So I can step out of here.
So she don't want to be a bunch of poros. She wants to go next door and be on TV with the rich people.
Man, your biggest argument in the house is that you made candy bacon.
Oh, we got a lot of arguments in my house.
All right, listen, we come back. Here's the funny thing. You're leaving, and this is yours. Red flags.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Wait, if they show up at your house with bacon, it's a red flag. That they rich.
That's a green flag.
Before she goes on television, Ray will explain that to us next on Johnny's House. Orlando's number one hit music station is XL 106.7, 921 on Johnny's House on a Tuesday. Partly cloudy with the high of 83. It is 72 right now. Ray's been wanting to talk about this all week. Well, actually, starting last week.
Yeah.
Now, explain what the red flag is.
Okay, so if you've been on, like, social media at all, especially Twitter or Instagram, you'll see, like, the phrase red flags or people, like, saying a phrase with, like, the emoji of a red flag, red flag. So usually a red flag suggests, like, a warning or danger, and the term is used often for, like, people that are dating or find, like, a personality trait that is kind of like, ooh, like, stay away from this. So that's why people are, like, just giving a statement and then a red flag.
All right, give us a couple examples.
Okay, so like my red flag would be like morning radio show host.
Okay.
So I feel like that would be a red flag in a relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm always tired.
Oh, yeah.
I always have to be on.
Yeah.
Like I always, you know, it's just craziness. And then Twitter and like other brands are jumping on this too. So like Twitter posted, I'm not on Twitter. Red flag, red flag, red flag.
Okay.
Or I've never had a Pepsi in my life. Red flag. And like Pepsi posted that. So there's a lot of people. Like if you can't find it, none of these under the sink, and it's like Ziploc, Bounty, Pledge, and like all these cleaning supplies. Red flag, red flag.
So I saw one. This guy says, if you're going out with a girl, you go to the club, and the first two people she hugged is the doorman and the manager. Red flag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
Yes.
B, you got any red flags?
I mean, well, my wife is probably all of my red flags. Expensive handbags, red flags, red flags, red flags.
So it can count for anything, not necessarily a relationship. How about you, Chloe? What you got?
When you have like thousands and thousands of followers and like three likes on your posts.
Red flag.
For sure.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and this building's crawling with them.
And what is exactly what does that mean, Chloe? Does it mean that some of them aren't real?
I mean, I'm assuming your content isn't hidden right, I guess. Like, I don't know. The algorithm doesn't like what you're doing.
All right, we want you to add it to the fun. All right, you make a statement and then put red flags behind it. It could be about relationship. It could be about your job. It could be about friend. It could be about anything. And you put the red flags about it. We're going to hook somebody up with a pair of UCF tickets. They play Memphis this Friday, and I feel bad for Memphis because they're going to get beat up on because UCF needs a victory big time.
Yeah.
What happened over there in Cincinnati. So if you'd like to go, it's at the Bounce House. It's 7 o'clock game time. 407-919-1067, 877-919-1067, XL Mobile 41067, and you can share it on social media. Make the statement, and we'll red flag that for you. It can be anything, and we'll come up with a whole list of them when we come back. We want to talk to you. 407-919-1067, 877-919-1067. Make the statement, red flag it. We'll talk about it on Johnny's House.
New phone? Who dis? Text us at 41067. Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck? Need a check? Just Google Dan Newlin.
This traffic center is brought to you by the one and only attorney Dan Newlin.
XL Traffic.
This report is sponsored by Staples Stores.
Eastbound I-49.
.33 Orlando's number one hit music station is XL 106.7. Tuesday morning, you are listening to Johnny's House. It's going to be partly cloudy, high today of 83. It is 72 right now. All right, we're trying to find some of those red flag emojis. And when you see these things, it's truly in a relationship, dating, whatever it is a red flag. And it means to run, move, stand out of the way, but something to pay attention to. Linda, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Linda, what's a red flag for you?
If you don't like dogs, and if you don't cuddle or snuggle your dog.
So, you can like the dog, but if you ain't cuddling or snuggling with the dog, red flag, red flag, red flag.
Well, it's both. You have to like dogs. If you say you don't like dogs, that's a red flag, too.
Okay, so what if they like dogs, but they don't like to cuddle with them?
Still a red flag.
How many dogs do you have, Linda?
Five.
Five?
Oh, wow.
What kind of dogs do you have?
German Shepherd mix, a Husky Collie, Black Lab, Pitbull, Boxer, and a Rhodesian Ridgeback.
They're all big.
See, some people would say a woman with five dogs, red flag, red flag, red flag. I wouldn't say that personally. I wouldn't.
Well, I have a husband who loves five dogs.
Really? And what are these? Mm-hmm. I'm just kind of curious. What do the dogs sleep?
Three of them will sleep in our bed. The other two are older and sleep on the floor.
Maybe the red flag's the other way around. I'm just saying.
Well, listen, if you love your dogs, enjoy your dogs, okay?
You have a good day.
Thank you. I ain't call up there to be insulted. what they say?
I mean, I wasn't trying to.
Call up there trying to get my point of view.
Insult her. I'm just saying.
I want to insult a person.
Let's see. XL Mobile powered by attorney Dan Newlin. Interact, need a check. Go ahead and call Dan Newlin. Let's see. Doesn't replace a toilet paper roll and leaves the empty one on there. Red flag.
What is that? Being inconsiderate?
It is very inconsiderate. Okay. Yes. Okay. I don't understand this one. White girls with tattoos and big booties. That's a green flag all day.
Oh, my God.
Really? Why would that be a red flag?
It should not be.
Huh.
Let's see. Doesn't watch football. Red flag.
Yeah.
Profile photos from only the neck up.
Well, everybody knows that. That's an old school trick. Everybody knows that. Get out of here.
See, milk before the cereal. Red flag.
Now, what is that?
Like if you put milk in the bowl first and then the cereal.
Who does that?
I do it when I'm trying to be quiet.
Okay.
Because cereal clanks.
Yeah.
So if I'm trying to be quiet, I put the milk in first.
See, there's a reason behind it there.
Right, so that should be a green flag because that's considerate. Okay. Because like, it doesn't clank the bowl.
Or sneaky. I don't know.
But I'm trying to keep everybody quiet.
Yeah, milk before. I've never heard that happening before.
Someone just make a mess.
Someone said sock, shoe. Red flag. So if we put on a sock, then a shoe, and then a sock, and then a shoe. Like, what psycho does that?
I just thought about it. When I read that, I'm like, I didn't get it.
Because
sock, shoe, shoe.
Because normal people put on socks and then shoes.
Sock, shoe, sock.
If you do sock, shoe, woo.
Wow. Things you never even think
that's
about.
That's psycho.
All right, y'all, let's get out of here. So that's 9:36. 9:44, time for us to get out of here. I got to leave here and go check on the kid. That stomach virus got him again. It's funny. You're
lucky it hasn't got you.
I know.
I mean, unless it's something that he ate, maybe. Who knows? Yeah. I don't know. But
like, I made homemade soup yesterday. It turned out pretty good. That's pretty simple.
Worse stomach virus.
I know. So I got to go check on that. And other than that, Cloyd, thank you for coming in. But Detroit will be back tomorrow. And cool. I hope your back gets better. Get yourself a heating pad.
Thanks.
You know, walk around with it.
Yeah, people have been asking, what happened to Detroit? She's fine, y'all.
Well, we mentioned that she's having a baby, and all of a sudden she disappears.
I know.
No, she's fine.
All of her friends are getting married.
Yeah.
So she's going to weddings.
And she had to do that. Chloe, got anything going on today besides working? Go to that same meeting we are in 30 minutes?
Yeah, I'm just hanging out today. I have a couple things.
You going to use the Sasquatch machine and do some lifts?
You got to watch that. Yeah, her eyes just eyes just rolled, boy. You can watch it if you watch it live.
Yeah, I'm watching here. Yeah, here comes.
Eyes rolled, boy. Look at that.
That's my favorite emoji, the eye roll emoji.
I don't think I've ever rolled my eyes on anybody in my life. I
do it too much.
Really? I don't know how to do it. Like, it's like...
That's, you got to fix your face because that's what that's really noticeable when you roll your eyes at people. I'm bad about it.
Ray, you know how to roll your eyes? If you're mad at somebody, you know how to do it? An eye roll? No, like somebody said, like, well, that's what you get, Ray. And how you? No.
I don't know. I don't know. I do more of like the mouth.
Though. I do like the sideways look. Like,
do it, Chloe.
I don't know. Now it's like pressure.
Brian said something a second ago. She was like,
I told her that I made fun of her for going to lift weights on a Sasquatch machine or whatever she called it.
Eyes went left over. I'm like, man.
Her eyes almost hit the wall.
I know.
She rolled them so hard.
It might be a good thing that I don't know how to roll my eyes because I already have the RBF. So maybe.
I just look sideways like that. There's an emoji of a little monkey that's looking sideways when he's uncomfortable. That's me. I don't roll my eyes. I just go.
See, I go up and to the right. Like, it don't go all the way around. Ray, you got anything going on today, ma'am?
Nope, not really. I'm going to go and get another facial and then maybe do something with my closet. Who knows?
You got a job interview because you're dressed up?
I'll shoot a TV.
No, I have another interview. I mean, another.
Oh!
I'm in a meeting.
I have another meeting
after our meeting. I swear. What?
Sorry, roll your eyes.
It's a meeting. Why does it smell like feet in here?
It's a good thing Detroit's coming back tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I smell like feet in here.
I just ate potato chips.
Oh, the cheddar ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, they smell like toes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, see, look, we all know how we smell in here. We've been here forever. So if somebody here smells like feet, it's Chloe.
That's true. You're the only
Think about it.
How many times have I been in here already, though?
I know, but we're in here so often that if something's different, it's the new person.
Wow. I'm about to go. I'm just going to turn my mic off.
So you lie about going to the gym, and you smell like feet.
You guys.
Ray said it.
I did not say Chloe smells like feet. I said it smells like feet up in here.
It's Brian's chips.
It is my chips. Yeah, they're queso chips. They're delicious, but they smell bad.
Okay, but you got anything
going on? I was hungry. I'm sorry. No, just some work around here, and then I have a meeting, but I don't have an interview or anything after that. Like Ray.
Ray said she had an interview.
I don't have an interview.
I know.
No.
Yesterday, if you noticed, the video got taken down quick by YouTube because we let y'all's hype songs through. I got to go through and do some editing on this, but make sure you go check out XL1067.com. And if you missed any part of the show, you can watch it there or on the Johnny's House YouTube. Subscribe and on all of our social media.
All right. Ryan Seacrest, take this thing. Y'all have a beautiful day. And we'll see you tomorrow.